Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, July 8th. Michigan and four other states are challenging how the U.S. Department of Education is allocating COVID-19 relief money for public and private schools. The states have filed a lawsuit that names the Department of Education and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos as defendants. Rick Pluta reports.
The lawsuit says the distribution of funds ignores the specific language of the Federal CARES Act. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says instead, DeVos and the Education Department have put their own spin on the law.
To tip the scale in favor of private schools at the great expense of our public schools.
Nessel says that's an unfair split because many of the private schools are located in affluent areas. She says that's cost schools in poorer communities many millions of dollars in COVID-19 assistance. The Great Lakes Education Project supports the DeVos rule. The organization says COVID-19 has affected private schools as well as public schools. I'm Rick Pluta.
An attorney for the family of Cornelius Fredericks wants more criminal charges filed in the case. Fredericks was killed as a result of an incident at Spring at Lakeside Academy. That's a youth facility in Kalamazoo. Three former staff members have been criminally charged in the case. The county medical examiner said Fredericks died as a result of being restrained. Attorney Jeffrey Feiger released a video on Tuesday that shows the incident in which staff members held Fredericks down.
You will see on the videotape that far more people were involved in his killing, and I'm calling on the Kalamazoo prosecutor to charge those additional people.
Kalamazoo County Prosecuting Attorney Jeff Getting says his office is assessing whether to file additional criminal charges. The state has revoked the license of the facility where Fredericks was killed. Black business owners were reacting yesterday to Blackout Day. It's an initiative by the Black Lives Matter movement to encourage people to not spend any money for a full day unless it's at a black-owned business. Hunter Dode reports.
The hope of Blackout Day was to bring attention to police brutality and racism towards black people, and to support finding a resolution. Christopher Eddington owns Executive Tailoring and Sewing in Saginaw. As a black business owner, Blackout Day was promoted to help his business. He says he supports the movement, but he hadn't heard of Blackout Day.
I'm all for it, but not for that. I'll tell you right now, I think that's absurd. Why just one day? Why don't you just support all the time? I don't know. I just don't need a special day.
Eddington says he supports many black locally owned businesses throughout the year. I'm Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
Many people are looking for reasons to stay inside with air conditioning right now, but some job seekers in the Tri-Cities area will face the heat wave to participate in job fairs. Outdoor job fairs are scheduled next week in several communities. In addition to being outdoors, coronavirus guidelines will be enforced. Employers will collect resumes in a basket at their tables. Handshakes will not be permitted, and there is a limited number of job seekers allowed in the fair at one time. Cheryl Tarrant is with the Great Lakes Bay Michigan Works, which is hosting the job fairs. She says especially right now, these events are very necessary.
At the end of this month, the $600 pandemic unemployment assistance is going to be ending, and there's going to be a larger need to return to work. So by hosting this job fair at this time, we're hoping we're lining up people to start work at the right time for them.
Employers and job applicants will be required to wear masks. Michigan Works will provide hand sanitizer, and they say that social distancing will be enforced. Countless weddings are on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's a problem if wedding flowers are the staple of your business. Laura Michaels spoke with a Northern Michigan flower farmer about the pandemic's impact on her business.
Terry Hooper owns Hooper's Farm Gardens in Traverse City. During a typical summer, she says she'd earn about $160,000 in wedding flower sales. Thanks to COVID, not this year. So she's focusing on U-Pick flower sales, which bring in a fraction of the revenue.
COVID's been pretty rough on us financially and certainly rough on all of our friends in the industry.
Hooper says her business will survive, but some of her florist friends aren't as lucky. For WCMU, I'm Laura Michaels.
A heat advisory is in effect for Saginaw, Flint, and southeast lower Michigan today. It'll be sunny and hot statewide today. A few widely scattered showers and storms are possible. mainly this afternoon and mainly in mid-Michigan. Highs statewide in the low to mid-90s, 33 Celsius in Ontario. Try to stay cool out there today. And that is your morning news roundup for this Wednesday, the 8th day of July 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.